Welcome back to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we're going to talk about finding your new why when it comes to fitness, how to actually set goals and how to make them stick. We're also going to discuss how to not feel guilty and learn to allow those rest days to happen and not feel bad about it. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
First of all, I just have to say I'm excited that we are back to recording. It feels like it's the same feeling like when I moved to Indianapolis and I wasn't teaching at all, or I wasn't teaching Turbo Kick. Like, there was just something missing. So now I feel like I'm whole again.
I totally agree. It was like weird getting back into the rhythm just because it's like was so familiar, but we had taken a break. So I'm excited to be back. So we are talking about fitness today, and I always tell you that I can never think of fitness topics. Like, I love talking fitness, and I love fitness in general, but I can never think of, like, a good fitness topic for the podcast. But this one, I'm excited about.
Me too, especially because I can relate to this topic through so many seasons of life, and I think that's what is so impactful as far as fitness goes, is that it's always changing. It's not, you're never always doing the same workout. You're never having the same level of motivation. And so how can we take this, you know, this thing, this lifestyle, and really create it as a lifestyle and a habit that sticks?
Right. And if you're a fitness instructor, you really start to understand this concept, because you see people come and go. You see people being really into it and then you don't see them for a couple months. And today we're more talking to you, the person that works out on a regular basis, not the person that's trying to start a fitness routine, trying to get into the habit, but someone that has that habit and now is like using it to kind of beat up on themselves, right?
Right. So maybe you exercise every day, but you're almost to the point where you're not looking forward to it anymore, or you're just kind of going through the motions and you feel very blah, I guess, about your workouts. Let's first start with the problem. For a lot of us, the problem is when we don't exercise, we feel guilty. We beat up on ourselves because we skip a workout, or, you know, we missed our alarm, or something came up that caused you to miss your workout.
Now, when you take the emotion out of this and you think about it logically, it's like you missed one workout. Okay, so you plan to work out every single day and then life gets in the way. So when life does get in the way, why should you feel guilty about it?
I think because I can kind of speak from two different angles. I know in the past, I would plan to work out every single day and I would tell myself that, you know, I would have a rest day just pop up. But I wasn't thinking so much a week in a snapshot or 2 weeks or the month, kind of looking back. I was just looking on that day today and if I got my workout in or not. I know for me personally, if I didn't get a workout in the past, I would be anxious. I would feel guilty. I would be stressed out and just almost like on edge if I didn't get a workout in. It was not in a healthy way.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this in even more depth later, but we talk about how exercise has these amazing mental benefits. They make you feel less stressed. Exercise releases endorphins, which makes you happier. You know, you're more focused and more alert after you exercise. So how do we draw the line between, oh, I didn't work out today, therefore I'm anxious because I didn't work out, or is it because you're so stuck on the habit? Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think it goes back to having a sense of control. And for a lot of people, our fitness or our nutrition is something that we feel like we have so much control over. And when it doesn't go the way that we have planned, it throws us all out of whack. So let's say something happened, life came up, and you skipped your workout. Probably what you've done in the past is you've gotten really mad at yourself.
Yeah, I would definitely beat myself up about not planning better. Even if I hadn't missed a workout in 30 days, that it would happen one day and I would say, oh my gosh, I should have been able to see this. I should have gotten up earlier. I should have done this. I should have done that. Or even, I think in the moment, you know, it's 9:30, let's say at night, 9:30. And you're like, I haven't worked out today. Oh my gosh, I could still work out even though I'm dead beat tired. But I could still work out. And like in your mind, you're like, I know, but I'm not going to because I'm exhausted. But you just beat yourself up and get so mad because like there's still a little bit of like the chance that you could fit it in.
I definitely think I was in this space when we were health coaches and we would have to follow, you know, a certain program and it followed, you know, you have to do this workout on this day and then this on the next day. And then if you skipped a day, then it'd throw off your whole week. And so for me, I would be that person who would, okay, well then I guess I have to work out at 9:30 PM because I can't get off schedule. Right. So maybe think of your own situation where you've gotten mad at yourself for skipping your workout. Let's say you don't allow yourself to skip the workout. You are just so hardcore committed. So you end up overtraining. I think of myself in that example as the health coach, can't skip a workout, can't miss this day and get off beat. So even at the end of a long day, I would push myself and overtrain rather than listening to my body.
For sure. And also getting injured. I mean, overtraining usually leads to just complete exhaustion or getting injured. Now, I can't think of a time that I actually injured myself, but I can definitely think of times where I pushed myself too hard. Like I was exhausted the next day. And I think hearing us talk about this, you could almost spin this in a positive way. Like, I'm so committed. I'm so dedicated to my workout and I'm so sore because I work so hard. But like, you have to step out of it and think, like, is this healthy for me mentally? Is exercise adding to my life or is it now taking away from my life?
Another thought that popped into my mind is like when people go on vacation, right? And they don't exercise because they're on vacation and then they get home and they think, okay, well, because I ate XYZ and, you know, drank all this different stuff, I need to work out twice as hard. So, you know, I'm going to work out twice a day. I'm going to do cardio in the morning. I'm going to do weights in the afternoon. I'm just going to go, go, go and push yourself. And what ends up happening is that not only do we feel physically drained, right, leading to possible injury, but also mentally. That is such a mentally exhausting place to be.
100%, because another layer of that is that you're beating yourself up all week. You're telling yourself, You don't want to work out twice a day on Thursday when you've done it 3 days in a row, but you're like, you have to because you were so bad last week because you this is what you did to yourself. And that in itself is physically or mentally draining. I think another side of the extremes with the vacation example is that is the person that has to get like an hour workout on vacation every single day or they're going to like lose their damn mind. Now, I've totally been that person. But nowadays, I think I'm kind of in a healthier spot with, I love starting a vacation by working out to kind of like instill the habit of, okay, I'm going to work out on this vacation. But then I just naturally trail off. Like I'll like, you know, miss a couple days at the end of the week or whatever. And I'm totally okay with that. Like I got some workouts in during the week, so I didn't skip a whole week. But I wasn't crazy about it every single day.
Yeah, and I think the shift there is that, what's going on in your mindset? You know, are you okay with being on vacation? And if you get in a workout, wonderful. If not, is that going to ruin your whole day? Are you going to be thinking about what you're eating, or is skipping that workout affecting other decisions in your day, either positively or negatively? I think from a fitness professional standpoint too, when we push ourselves to follow our own fitness program and you're teaching all these classes on top, or maybe you just have an active job, that can lead to burnout so quickly.
Definitely. I mean, I've been in those positions where I've been teaching so many classes and also like training for a half marathon, and your nutrition gets all whacked because you're trying to eat more, but you lose control, basically. So Katie, do you still feel that guilt when you don't work out?
I can honestly say most of the time, no. For example, this past a couple months ago when I went to Europe, there's not gyms anywhere. And, you know, sometimes you're in a space on vacation where sure you could run, but it's not necessarily safe to run and you don't have internet on your phone and you could get lost. Or you're staying, in my case, I was staying in a hostel with 8 other people in the room. So, you know, a hotel workout wasn't an option. And I think if you would have asked me, you know, a couple years ago in that situation, I would have been on edge all day, checking my Fitbit, making sure if I still, you know, hit my goals. But honestly, now during that time, it was, okay, I worked out a couple days, but more from a mindset of, gosh, I just want to get out and explore the city and just move my body because it feels good and check out different classes to experience more of the culture and just try something new. And fitness is a hobby. And I was okay with, you know, eating certain foods and not, you know, some days just sitting there all day, because I knew that once I got home, I was going to get back to my normal routine. And I think that comes from a place of learning to trust your body, that you're, you know, if weight is your focus, trust that your body's going to get back to its normal weight. It's going to, you're not going to lose all your muscle overnight. And it's really just not that big of a deal.
Right. And whenever you start to develop that healthy mindset, you can just brush it off, like clearly what you did. What was it like back when you didn't have that mindset?
I don't know why. Whenever I think of this topic and, you know, that almost like addiction to exercise, I think back to like my high school, early college days where I would legitimately, like if someone asked me to go to the movies or, you know, do something on a whim, but I had planned my workout, I would make up some sort of lie or some sort of excuse as to why I couldn't do that, whether it was legitimate or just kind of a lie to myself, in order to get my workout in, because that was for some reason more important, which is so sad, right, to look back on. And I remember you talked about this once. I don't know why I always think of this, you going to like some concert on a Wednesday night, right, and saying like, I wish I should work out, but this opportunity came up.
Oh, yeah. But I did actually, I taught right before that. Oh. But I just like blew off all my other responsibilities of, yeah. No, the specific memory I think of when I think of exercise addiction was when I was, I want to say summer going into college. So similar time frame as you. My mom's birthday is over the summer. And I remember that day on my mom's birthday, we were going to go shopping like 45 minutes away in this like little town. And we were going to spend all day in this little like downtown area shopping. So there was no way I could work out because we were leaving early enough that I couldn't go to the gym, which seems really early, but I don't know. And I was like losing my marbles. Like I was losing my mind that I wasn't going to be able to work out. And I like was ruining my mom's birthday for me and like a special time with her because the only thing that I cared about was getting my workout in.
Gosh, and isn't it so crazy to think back like all of the opportunities or, you know, even if you were there physically, like all the times where you weren't there mentally because you were so consumed by the control of moving your body for one day, which is a big deal. But at the end of the day, when you take a step back, it's not that big of a deal for one day.
Right. And over time, it just is life sucking. Like it just like you said in the beginning, it becomes not fun. And I think from there, you then fall out of love with fitness and then you have to fall back in love somehow. You have to like figure out what you start to enjoy. And I have like moments that I can remember now, or not now, but years ago, where all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, I can go on a hike. And although that doesn't really feel like a workout per se, it's active and it's so much fun. Like there's those other types of exercises that you really enjoy and it might not be that hard or that challenging for you physically, but it's active and super fun.
I think this definitely comes with your experiences over time and just almost becoming mature, not mature in age, but just it's a mindset shift, right? So if you're in this space where you feel that pit in your stomach or you feel that, like, why do I feel so upset about missing my workout? And you're just not quite sure and you kind of want to start that shift to a healthier mindset, we're going to talk about some different goals and things that you can do to not get there overnight, but slowly start that shift towards more positive thinking.
So back when I was in this like fitness addiction phase, I was obsessed with my weight. And my goal was to lose weight or to maintain weight loss. And so therefore, if I didn't work out, I would maybe gain weight. And now that I have a goal or my why for fitness is for fun, basically. I mean, I like challenging myself and I just really actually enjoy fitness. So if I don't miss my workout, then it's okay because it's for fun. It's a hobby. It feels good. So really, it's about understanding your why and then therefore shifting your goals from there. So what's your why for working out, Katie?
My why definitely shifts from season to season, and sometimes I have to adjust that more short-term why. But I think the long-term why in the back of my head is I always just want to be healthier, happier, less stressed. And for me, I know it's the mental benefit. And two, it's fun. I look most of the time, right? I look forward to trying something new and challenging myself. So if you're working out for weight loss, I challenge you to continue to ask that question. Well, why do I want to lose weight? Well, why? And keep asking that why. And maybe give yourself permission to set a new goal that, okay, if you can't get off that as your main goal or your long-term goal, maybe set some of these short-term goals. Lauren, what are some goals that you've set to help shift your mindset?
Yeah, I think a lot of times that the reason that you're working out for weight loss is because you want to be happy. So ask yourself, number one, is weight loss going to make you happy? And maybe you don't know because maybe you've never lost weight. Or maybe you're like, no, it definitely will make me happy. Okay, well, let's work on that happiness piece like before you lose the weight. Let's work on it during the time. So how can you make fitness more enjoyable? I mean, we have a bunch of previous episodes on that topic. But also, try to focus more on another part of that same why. So you want to be happy. Okay, well, let's find something that you like about fitness. Like, do you love the challenge? Do you love the way that it makes you feel more focused at work? Do you love how it makes you feel less stressed? And then focus on that and let the weight loss be a byproduct. But Katie, you asked me about goals. So what are some goals that I've set that are around more of these mental benefits versus like the physical weight loss? I like to focus more on consistency, which we've already talked about. And like, you know, without beating yourself up about missing a day, I try to focus just on like working out most days of the week, minimally like every other day. So if I didn't work out the previous day, then like I would want to get a workout in that day. As far as like concrete goals go, I don't really have a fitness concrete goal right now because of where my life is at. And as much as like that irks me to say it out loud, at the same time, I'm like, I need to be okay with that. And I am.
Yeah, I love that. That it's okay to not have a certain goal that is, I think a lot of times with fitness, we assume it has to be numbers driven, right? So I need to lose the baby weight, or I need to be able to do this many reps of something. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be that specific. A lot of times we talk about setting specific goals, but, you know, if your goal is the mental benefits, you don't always have to put a number to it.
Right. And right now, fitness is not my focus. And my priority, my goal in life right now is like to provide for my family. And I do definitely still believe that self-care is important and that fitness is going to make me a better mom and fitness is going to make me a better wife. But that doesn't mean that fitness is my top priority, and it isn't. And maybe that'll change. I imagine that it'll become a priority later in life again. But with it not being my priority, I still want to do it. I don't want it just to fall off the wayside. I still want to do it. So I have to come to find this new happy place of like exercising still, but not having it be my priority.
I love that you say that priority. I just recently, with setting my priority of, you know, building my private practice, I've realized that mornings are my time to be creative, right? but mornings are also my ideal time to exercise. And so it took a while for me to, again, make that shift of, well, what is my priority? Well, my priority is working on my business. And I know that I do that best in the morning. So if I'm teaching in the evening, I don't need to get another workout in the morning, because my priority is working on my business and getting enough sleep and keeping my sanity. What is one more extra workout going to do for me? Is it going to actually impact me more positively or more negatively? So for me, in that case, it was, well, it's really not going to be the thing to move the needle. So maybe that needs to shift for now.
Okay, so goals that are related to weight loss are, we know them. We know body fat. We know weight loss. Like, no, not anymore. I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about goals that are based on other whys that you work out.
A fallback for me has always been signing up for a race. If I know that I have the time in my life to focus on it, signing up for a 5K or a half marathon or a full marathon is a beast. I don't recommend that unless you are truly committed to that as your priority, because that takes a big time commitment. But Lauren, you've trained for a marathon and a half marathon. How was training for a race and having that shift of, you know, your motivation, your focus on something else? How did that help?
Yeah, around that time, fitness was absolutely my focus and my priority. So there was no shift needed. Like, I was 100% dedicated to my fitness schedule, early 20s. But when I was training for a half marathon, I believe, I remember hearing like that you had to make sure that you had time in your life to run a half marathon. And I thought, like, what? It's just running. It's just like the runs get sort of long, but not really time-wise and whatever. But now I can totally understand that, because we talked about not having guilt about missing a workout. Well, if you're training for a half marathon, like, you do have to be good about getting those miles in. You know, if you don't get those miles in, then like, you're not going to be ready. So I think that's almost like an exception to what we're talking about. But at the same time, before you sign up for a half marathon, you shouldn't sign up for a half marathon because you're like, I've always wanted to do this, let's sign up. You need to make sure that you have that time and that fitness can become more of your priority.
Right. And keeping your focus on the end goal, which the end goal is to, for most people, to complete the race. So I know for me personally, I signed up because my sister wanted to run a race. She's never done one. But I know my goal is to finish the race, but it's not going to be to PR or anything. So my mindset right now is, if I miss a run, it's not a big deal. I'm going to end up running at some point with the schedule. I'm not going to skip all week. So I trust that I'm just going to pick back up and do the best I can at that next run.
Yeah, very good point. And I think too, you're coming from a perspective of, you've ran a race before, so you know like that you can do it, and you know like what kind of physical shape you need to be in. Whereas if someone hasn't ran one before, and maybe they're starting from a place of like being less fit, then they have to be a little bit more regimented, or even start training earlier so that you're not like, I'm giving myself 10 weeks when I have a 12-week training plan, and therefore I'm like, need to hit every run. You don't want to be in that spot.
Absolutely. Some other goals that you could set would be, you know, maybe you want to try a new type of exercise. So maybe you focus on a skill. For example, like in CrossFit, you want to achieve a new skill such as, you know, muscle ups or, gosh, snatching. I still have that goal of being able to snatch, because that's so hard. But pick something else, because then when it comes to, I almost want to say motivation, but getting to the gym, well, you're saying, oh, well, I'm going to go because we're going to practice that today. And you're not going with that mindset of, I have to get a workout in or else the world is going to end.
Okay, so let's say that maybe your why is social, that you are working out to get some me time and to make friends or continue building relationships with people that you know at the gym. And your plan was to go to the gym and run, but your friend invites you to a Zumba class or a yoga class, something that was less intense than you had in mind. Well, you can go, because although you had a more intense exercise in mind, your goal is just to have a social hour. So you're still getting to that goal by going to the Zumba class.
Before we wrap up this episode, we want to leave you with three action steps to take today to help to start to shift that mindset around your fitness goals. Lauren, what's number one?
Think and decide on what your why is, and think really hard on this. And like Katie mentioned earlier, keep asking yourself why, and figure out what your why is right now.
The second thing you need to do after you've decided what your why is design a goal based on this answer. We've given you a million examples, so have at it.
And the third one is to challenge that voice in your head that tells you to be guilty. Challenge that voice in your head that tells you that you have to squeeze the workout in, even though it's 9:30 at night. Challenge that voice and once again, just ask why. Basically, be curious. I just heard this quote the other day from another podcast that said, judgment and curiosity can't happen at the same time. So whenever you're judging yourself, turn that into curiosity. Why do I feel this way? Why am I so sensitive about missing a workout or whatever it is?
That's really weird because I just heard that. So I think we were listening to the same podcast. All right, that's it for today's episode. As always, leave us a review on iTunes, hit that subscribe button. And if you have a friend who's also a little OCD about exercise, you need to send them this episode because we all know we need to work on that mindset.
Let's be honest, we wouldn't be fit friends if we weren't a little bit crazy about getting our workouts in. But we can be better.
Amen. Bye.
Bye.